Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's fucking Friday. It's the 25th day of March, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you would like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029. And then the pound sign, that again is 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 61 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 65 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And if not for the chemtrails, it's like early summer. It is ungoddamn believable. I mean, it's going to get so dry here. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to sucking down the goddamn smoke, but that's not going to end until we fucking end it, I suppose. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. ADL defends Ukraine's neo-Nazis. They don't attack Jews or Jewish institutions. And we're going to find out about this when we get back. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, that one was my fault. ADL defends Ukraine's neo-Nazis. They don't attack Jews or Jewish institutions. They're just neo-Nazis, okay? And in this country, if you're a neo-Nazi, you're anti-Semitic. I mean, they want to put you in fucking jail. They want to pass laws saying you can't even say a fucking kike is a kike and a Jew is a Jew and a Zionist is a Zionist. They're going to tell you, I mean, you're going to go to jail for even saying it. But hey, the neo-Nazis over there in the Ukraine, they're just fine with the fucking Jews. How do you like that? This is from Information Liberation. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Anti-Defamation League, the leading pro-Israel lobby unregistered fucking agents group in America, published a Q&A defending Ukraine's neo-Nazi groups on the grounds that they don't attack Jews or Jewish institutions. Oh, they got good neo-Nazis, I see. In an article titled, "Why is Putin calling the Ukrainian government a bunch of Nazis?" Well, they call themselves a bunch of fucking Nazis, don't they? Well, this is the people that you're fucking defending right here. Don't forget.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
New world order, neo-Nazis. Wow, really? Is this the is this the Fourth Reich? I mean, here we are. What is it? Why is Putin calling the Ukrainian government a bunch of Nazis? The ADL interviewed David Fishman, professor of Jewish history at the Jewish Technology Seminary, to explain why Ukraine neo-Nazis aren't so bad, guys. They aren't so bad. But you fucking speak out about the goddamn your rights in this country, in the United States, about our goddamn unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and insist that you're going to fucking enforce it with fucking your goddamn second article because they've removed your courts. Oh, goddamn, you're a neo-Nazi. You're a bad... We got to create a goddamn agency to come after your fucking ass, don't we? There's no neo-Nazis in Ukraine, just as there... just as there are in the United States. Well, what the fuck's the difference? And in Russia, for that matter. But they are very marginal groups with no political influence and who don't attack Jews or Jewish institutions in Ukraine, Fishman said. Russia has for years highlighted the activity of a marginal group of Ukrainian ultra-nationalists as a way of trying to stigmatize all of Ukraine. Fishman claims, anybody who fucking doesn't agree with this unlawful fucking government, it ain't a government, this unlawful corporation that has occupied our fucking country. Now you're labeled neo-Nazi, you're a goddamn enemy of the fucking, of the corporation for goddamn sure, but you're labeled as a Nazi, a neo-Nazi. That's the terriblest thing that you could call somebody in here, in this country. And I mean, they're putting together groups to go out and attack the neo-Nazis in this goddamn country. Oh man, because you can't say nothing bad about a fucking Jew. Neo-Nazi and yes, some members of these ultra-nationalist groups have used neo-Nazi insignia, made Hitler salutes, and use anti-Semitic rhetoric, but they are potentially insignificant and in no way representative of Ukraine. The political parties which the ultra-nationalists support received just over 2% of the vote in the 2019 elections. Ukraine is a flawed democracy, but unquestionably a democracy. Well, the democracy has been broken down into fucking progressivism, which has been fucking identified by the progressives as fucking communism. Right? So these are Nazi communists? I don't know. Fucking, maybe it is the blend of the two, huh? And in no way a Nazi regime. No. God, that would look really fucking bad. Ukraine's neo-Nazis are the good type of neo-Nazis, guys. There's different types of neo-Nazis. This is the good type of neo-Nazis because they are funded and armed by Israeli billionaires. That's what this fucking says. Are you going to fucking go for this shit? Are you going to play this fucking game? How you liking the fucking gas prices, people? And, oh, the other day they were going to do something. Oh man, that's all down the tube. Fuck it. The oil's shooting right back fucking up. And you know, $5 a fucking gallon for fucking gas. Man, hey. Man, these sanctions are to hurt the fucking Russians. They're to hurt the Russians. Who are they fucking hurting, people? Their true enemy. Who is their true enemy? The American fucking nationals that own this country and the American nationals that by our law can hang every fucking one of them or shoot them down because they have declared open war on us. When the Southern Poverty Law Center was at the ADL stepped up and said that they were declaring war on the Bill of Rights. That's what the goddamn king did, didn't he? He came down and declared war on the rights of the people at Lexington and Concord. Got his ass shot off. And when the goddamn son of a bitches in the, that were the king's men in the colonies, seeing that the people were going to kick the fuckers out of here, boy, here they come a fucking year and 3 months later with Declaration of Independence. We're going to be the new rulers. We're going to start a new country, a free country. Well, what about our Bill of Rights? Well, you can be our subjects. Well, you want to bet? Biden says the U.S. and NATO would respond, quote, would respond, if Putin use chemical weapons? Have we seen this somewhere? I mean, how many times do you think, you know, they did the shit in 2008 and then come back with fucking Trump in, 2016, whenever he was elected, and handed these same cocksuckers that should have been put up against the wall $3.2 trillion, let them bring in all their ill-begotten gains from our resources that after they had shipped our fucking industry over to fucking China, and we paid to do it. And here we are again, man. Well, using the same old tactics. Well, we had no business in Syria. We had no business at all. How did they get us into fucking Syria, people? The Obama wouldn't shoot the love bombs because he had no goddamn business in fucking goddamn Syria, did he? Oh, but now that chemical weapons thing. Don't forget when they did go through Iraq looking for the weapons of mass destruction, they did find sarin gas, stockpiles of it, with USA wrote on the fucking side of it. And this goddamn country you're living in right now has stockpiles of it that they will fucking use on you and I. Don't make no mistake about it. You better be ready for it. This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Joe Biden on Thursday said the U.S. and NATO would respond if Russia used its chemical weapons. Oh boy, here's it. That's how we got into Syria. That's how we got to occupy one third of Syria that just happens to be the fucking part of Syria. It's got all their goddamn oil on it. So we can hand it over to our fucking Zionist Jew masters. Just like fucking Iraq. Iraq had fucking committed no offense against the United States. Oh, we have yellow cake uranium here. And then after they fucking began the fucking attack, I mean, they've already attacked and fucking pretty much destroyed the fucking, one of the first, you know, the most modern countries in the middle fucking east. Oh, well, the yellow cake uranium didn't fucking exist. So immediately you stop the war, right? You stop fucking blowing little kids up. You stop blowing their fucking cities up, bombing them back into the third world so they couldn't be a competition for the fucking Jews over there, didn't you? No, you didn't. You just come up on TV, old fucking Curious George fucking Bush comes up on TV. Well, we're fighting to give them democracy. They didn't ask for fucking democracy. They were doing just fine. Democracy's communism, and you fucking know it. It has been broken down by you. In your own goddamn words and in your own goddamn writings. Progressivism is another name for communism. All the people that go to the communist convention are progressives and Democrats. And goddamn, come on. We know what you fucking are. We know what you're fucking trying to do. And Putin is fucking vying for a position. He is a goddamn world fucking billionaire. He's a part of the fucking top 1%. And see, with this whole goddamn thing was supposed to be one world fucking communism. Only the fascists, you know, the people that the industry, you know, the goddamn robber barons, they want to run it as a fucking a fascist fucking state instead of a communist fucking state. That's how these pricks are. Go kill each other. But we ain't going to kill each other to see which one of you gets to fucking rule over us or to let any of you fuckers rule over us. We're not going to do it. And the Russians, I mean, you Russian people, man, you, what you're doing, they can try to explain it to you that you're fucking trying to defend your fucking borders, but bullshit. Let them fuckers come across your border. If they come across your border, fucking kill them. But they, Biden and fucking Obama put this goddamn fucking communist with this neo-Nazi communist. I mean, what the fuck are you again? They put this fucking puppet government in place, if you remember. So that made them good neo-Nazis because they put them in place. These motherfuckers all shit through the same hole. Putin fucking mouth kisses with fucking Zelensky and with fucking the goddamn Israeli high command, you fucking goddamn Netanyahu. This is a fucking operation to kill the people around the fucking world, to call the fucking cowherd, the soulless animals. It's to call. The call, to kill for the people, but they can't kill us because they have no fucking balls. They have to get us to kill each other, and they've been doing it. So they've been so successful for so many, I mean, for fuck how long? A couple hundred years? They've been successful in having people kill each other for 1,000 fucking years. Oh, did you? I mean, just like this shit yesterday. Oh, we should all hate the goddamn Russians, them dirty, them damn Russians. And then the guy called in and said that they were putting bumper stickers on their car. Hell with Russia. We hate Russia. Why? Russia has done nothing to us. The Ukraine is nothing to us. It is a goddamn criminal cartel called the fucking Biden. It is their base of operations. And they're pushing for a fucking one world order. And the Russians aren't going to, and the Russians were supposed to, it was supposed to be one world communism, and the Russians were supposed to be the top fucking dog. And so that's why they're fucking, that's why they're squabbling, and that's why they got people out there killing each other right now. And that's why they're talking about, oh, we're going to bring, we'll bring in, we ain't got no business over there. The people are screaming it from the fucking tops of their lungs, just like they did about Syria. We have no business over there. It's none of our goddamn business. So we gotta make, how do we make it our business? How do we, well, this is how they intend to make it their business. Because they are, I guarantee you, those Jews who have been supplying them with weapons have already brought sarin gas over there for them to use for their false flag with their white hat motherfuckers that'll fucking say, oh, they use, look at these poor, look what these, what they did to these little kids. Look at the ink, look at the kids that were murdered in the incubators in Kuwait. Right? Are you stupid enough to fall for it this soon? Hell, they just fucking did this. I mean, that's what blew me away about after 2008. And Steve Mnuchin steps in as goddamn treasurer? That son of a bitch should have been the first one hung. And then they fucking, just right out the bat, after these people have made fucking, not only got all of their fraud paid off by borrowed money in the name of our great-great-great-grandchildren without our fucking consent, then they fucking step in and fucking put the head fucking thief in fucking charge, and then they give their fucking buddies, well, we're going to give the filthy rich who have been making record profits while you people have been losing your asses, blowing your fucking brains out because you lost what you worked for 30 or 40 years. We're going to give these fucking people, oh, let's give them $3.2 trillion because it's going to stimulate them. They might give you a job. They might trickle down on you. That means they might piss all over you. I'm sure they got a good fucking laugh out of that one. To give fucking the cocksuckers who committed the goddamn fraud $3.2 trillion after they've made record profits while the rest of us fucking lost every fucking thing. And hell, we're down to just barely fucking surviving. A lot of our people are living under goddamn underpasses in this goddamn country. 100 million fucking people. We look at the streets of fucking San Francisco. You think those just all of a sudden that just happened? Or you think it might have been planned? We would respond if he uses it. I'm sure you're gonna, and I'm sure your fucking agents over there, the Mossad and the CIA, are going to fucking pull a false flag. They're going to release some of it that you brought from Israel, that came from the United States, and you got to, well, Russia did it, see? Well, but no trial. I mean, this is just like what we're living in here. There's no goddamn law. There's no international law. I seen another article where they were claiming that the goddamn Russians are using phosphorus bombs, and that is a violation of international law, don't you know? But it didn't fucking matter when they used phosphorus bombs on the fucking Palestinians on the Gaza Strip, did it? I seen that kid laying there with that shit burning through his fucking leg. You can't put it out. And they even fucking told you right on TV. Phosphorus bombs, those are illegal under international law. So fucking what? Israel is not fucking susceptible to international law because there is no international law. Because these motherfuckers, are running a goddamn criminal fucking cabal. And they make it up as they go a fucking long. And they got the fucking Queen of England's private fucking goddamn judicial in this fucking country. Private. Private administrative admiralty on land. The admiralty can't be on land. And they think we're just so goddamn stupid we'll go along with anything. Well, we're not gonna. We would respond if he uses it. Biden said during a news conference. See, it says news conference. That fucking blows you off. Who the hell wrote this shit? Let me see here. Yahoo. Hey, wake up, fucking Yahoo. Biden said during a news conference at NATO headquarters in Brussels, after a reporter noted that the Biden administration was warned of the real, quote, quotation marks here, real threat of Russian President Vladimir Putin using chemical weapons and asked the president if this would trigger a military response from the United States and NATO. You see, they're trying to portray fucking like Russia. Fucking they'll bitch slap fucking Ukraine. They're acting like this is just like they're like Syria or something. Russia ain't like fucking Syria, and you better get it through your fucking head. They got more goddamn nuclear weapons than we do. And they got a bigger, badder-ass navy than we do, because while we were sinking trillions of dollars into the pockets of the industrial war complex over there in the Middle East, they were building a fucking navy out of hell. And that's nothing to be proud of, Russian. Because the bottom line is, it's all fucking useless. Before any country can be conquered that has the potential to destroy the world several times over, it ain't, who's gonna, I mean, what's it gonna be worth? There'll be no winners. There'll be no losers. There'll be some survivors, maybe, depending on how much they let loose. Maybe this will wipe this whole fucking shit civilization out. Maybe people will learn from this goddamn history. I mean, fuck, come on. Talking about nuclear weapons. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the same fucking playbook since the 1890s with Teddy Roosevelt and that sack of shit in the Spanish-American War. Ever since then, every major conflict. If this country does this, then we're going to do, that's all fucking planned. And we fall for it, the masses fall for it every single fucking time.
Yeah, but it's like the guy I was just talking about, you know, they're putting the bumper stickers on you. That's because you have these goddamn Masonic lodges planted around this country. They are the ones that brought this goddamn administrative admiralty out of that 10-square-mile fucking area. In the first place, it can't be on land. By definition, it is of the sea. It's the merchant law of the fucking sea. But they are the ones that fucking brought this on land. And it was never going to get out of that 10-mile square. Then come the post offices. And then come the fucking national parks. And any way they could fucking send a tentacle out. And now it's goddamn in your fucking house. I mean, you got them fucking with your goddamn Bill of Rights. Telling you that, you're right. You got your Bill of fucking Rights. But we can charge you $15 to exercise your second article right. We gotta give you the okay to use your right. That ain't what a fucking right is. You don't need permission to use a right. A right is a right. It belongs to you. You don't need they cannot fucking tell you whether you can exercise a right or not. They never could. And it's the simple things that people just don't fucking get. And this is how they're going to try and fucking push this shit over in there in the goddamn Ukraine. Oh, yeah, I guarantee you they've already brought the shit from Israel. They've already brought sarin gas from Israel. The fucking Israelis brought it, handed over it to those good neo-Nazis. And then they're going to have their white hat little guys that were over there in Syria. The only son of a bitches that seemed to be there when one of these sarin gas attacks happens. They'll fucking do it themselves and just say the Russians did it. There is no goddamn trial. There's no fucking investigation. If there was an investigation, it would be by the United Nations, and the United Nations is wanting to come out of this fucking with a new world order, aren't they? We would respond if he uses it, Biden said during a news conference at NATO headquarters in Brussels after a reporter noted that the Biden administration was warned of a real threat of Russian President Vladimir Putin using chemical weapons. He don't need to use chemical weapons to kick the shit out of a fucking little blind girl on the corner. The only way this could be escalated is if the fucking bigger powers come in because of Joe fucking Biden's criminal cabal. Why isn't that fucker under arrest right fucking now for the theft that has been fucking revealed through documentation by him and his son and their fucking partners in this fucking crime? That's what one should question, because we're the only fucking ones that can do it, people. That's why. That's why the common law courts were the first fucking thing they removed in this country when they started plugging in this goddamn plan for this new world order. They had to get rid of it because we the people could just fucking take him to task. Hell, there's enough of us. We probably had more than 1,000 to 1. That was 1,000 people to prosecute any son of a bitch that tried to violate the fucking law. And they were blatantly violating the fucking law. But here it is. This is how you got in Syria, isn't you, son of a bitches? You United States corporate fucking dog shit eating, pig shit eating motherfuckers. Same fucking plan. Guy Carb, fuck, he told you in fucking Pawns of the Game. They use the same fucking techniques over and over and over again. So when there's going to be some fucking goddamn sarin gas released, but it's going to be released by the fucking goddamn Mossad and the goddamn fucking CIA. And then all they got to do, Russia did it. Russia did all that. Well, goddamn it. How would it be if we could walk about the streets anyway we didn't like, we could do something and say they did it and that's all it took. No fucking process whatsoever, no investigation, no truth. The truth has completely been removed from the equation. Fucking convicted by allegation. This way, now we can go in, they used it because that's how we got into fucking Syria. That's what they're planning. That's how they're planning to get into Ukraine. The same way, because they have no goddamn business over there. We have no goddamn business over there. And we don't need their fucking refugees. Their refugees can stay the fuck over there in their own fucking country. If they got, I mean, they, God, Obama and fucking goddamn Biden are the ones that fucking put that fucking puppet neo-Nazi government in fucking place, aren't they? And we're supposed to play along with this shit? No, people. And we have to start fucking attacking it. Not just fucking observing it and reporting on it. Saying, yep, they're committing another fucking crime. Yep, I know them Russians didn't do it. I know them Syrians didn't release that sarin gas either. Why, they didn't have to. They were beating the shit out of the fucking goddamn mercenaries that the United States and Israel had sent in there. They even had Israeli generals. Israeli and American generals in Syria. And they end up in the end of it. We didn't invade Syria, but somehow we ended up occupying a third of their fucking country, the third with all the goddamn oil on it. So to hand it over to the fucking kite, Jew, motherfucking pig shit-eating Zionist pigs. You're not going to have your fucking one world order, and you're not going to have your fucking Zion. The Ottoman Empire will never be yours. Sons of bitches. God damn them. Okay, the nature of the response would depend on the nature of the use, the president added. Biden declined to comment on whether the United States had intelligence suggesting that Putin is deploying, moving, or considering the use of chemical weapons. But U.S. officials have repeatedly warned the Russian forces may use chemical weapons. Why? Just like in Syria. They were beating the shit out of the fucking goddamn, every time they would about get them rooted out. Oh, here would come a fucking United States and God, how many Saudis did fucking Israel fly in there bombing for the fucking goddamn mercenaries that they had sent in because they were trying to take fucking Syria out? They wanted control of their fucking oil, their fucking goddamn assets, their wealth. They want it all. They're sick in the fucking head. They're pedophilic pieces of fucking pig shit-eating dogs. But the U.S. officials have repeatedly warned that Russian forces may use chemical weapons. They don't need to. If it's used, it will be used by the Mossad and the CIA, and we all fucking know it. So don't think you're going to fool anybody. You can have your goddamn fucking Masons come out by out of the fucking Masonic lodges and put bumper stickers on everybody's fucking car. It ain't going to change the fucking truth. We watched you do it before, and we're watching you try to do it again. And we're not going to believe it, and you're not going to get the fucking gander of the people of the United States of America to go from you one-world motherfuckers that are trying to destroy us to focus our fucking attention and fight the fucking Russians for no goddamn reason at all but to serve you and to kill our people off across the goddamn world. Plain and simple. You've done it too many fucking times. And lately you've done it too quick. Usually they'd wait 10 or, it was, what did Biden say? Every second or third generation. We'd lose, we lost 60,000 and we got goddamn, liberal democracy out of it. No, you didn't. You ain't got no liberal democracy in this fucking country here, buddy. It can't exist. The fucking law of this land, the unalienable law of we the people, ratified by we the people, that it was law before you ever attached it to that fraudulent constitution you fucking spout all the time. We will not allow it. We don't have to allow it. We'll kill every, right now we have the right to kill every fucking one of you. You've declared war on us. When you declare war on somebody, you better be undercover. I don't mean fucking concealment. You better be undercover. And then I heard Biden built a big fucking wall around his fucking estate, wherever in the hell he lives down there. I think it's in Florida or somewhere. No, it's in Pennsylvania or something. I'm not sure. But he built a goddamn big wall around it. You think they might be thinking that we're thinking for a change, that the people are finally figuring this shit out? We had the right to kill every goddamn one of them. They declared war on us, people. And they've said they're going to kill us. And they are killing us. They're killing people across the goddamn planet. And you show the documentation 1 week. I mean, just like when Reddit came out with it. All the documentation of the fucking mass murder that they are committing across this country with their phony fucking vaccine, which is actually a fucking goddamn a shot of biological agent that attacks the fucking goddamn DNA in your body to kill you. To kill you. So they're killing us. What's it matter if they're firing fucking bullets or, hey, like here they're talking about nerve gas. What's the difference in that and that fucking shot? But they will. They will. Oh, I'm sure the CIA and the fucking Mossad, you got it all over there, don't you, boys? You got it already, and you got your goddamn little white-helmeted fellas over there ready to fucking tell the world what this is what happened. Judge, jury, convicted. Russia did it. Russia don't need to use nerve gas to crush fucking Ukraine. Plain and fucking simple. They don't need to use nuclear weapons to crush Ukraine, and you fucking know it. You bastards have been cornered. You have been caught with your fucking pants down, your hand in the cookie jar. You are fucking goddamn international criminals, you've done it, and you fucking signed your name to it. And there's enough fucking people that have fucking figured it out. There's enough people that have found that fucking Bill of Rights and understand what's going on around them. They're not just looking at that stupid box has been turned off. That's why you're all trying to get on the goddamn internet and take it fucking over so you can have a milquetoast version with fucking Tucker Carlson so you can try to fucking light fucking peddle this shit along with Alex fucking Jones. I mean, I heard something like Alex Jones said, oh, the neo-Nazi thing in fucking Ukraine was it was a good thing. Fuck you, it ain't gonna work. We know it, we know the truth. The truth you cannot get past, you son of a bitches. You are our enemy. You will fight. You are the ones trying to take our fucking liberty. You are the ones trying to remove our fucking authority over this goddamn country. The authority in this country belongs to the American nationals as goddamn individuals. We have the jurisdictional authority, period. And if you take it, our law commands us to fucking destroy you. Drive you out. Take back everything you've fucking taken from us and fucking punish you. That means the goddamn rope around your neck. You son of a bitches aren't going to get away with it. The nature of the response would depend on the nature of the use, the president added. Biden declined to comment on whether the United States had intelligence suggesting that Putin is deploying, moving, or considering the use of chemical weapons, but U.S. officials have repeatedly warned that Russian forces may use chemical weapons. Fucking you right. You goddamn right. No, if they get used, it will be the CIA and the fucking Mossad, and we know it. And we are fucking way more than you. You know it, you son of a bitches. And every fucking one of us knows exactly what you're fucking doing. The same thing you did in fucking Syria. You have no goddamn business in Ukraine, except that's where the fucking Biden clan set up their, or the Biden cartel set up their fucking criminal operation. Right? When asked by another reporter to clarify whether the use of chemical weapons by Putin would trigger a military response by the U.S. and NATO, Biden's either starting to separate it. The U.S. is fucking NATO. The U.S. corporation is the United Nations, is fucking NATO. It's nothing fucking American about it, or of the United States about it, or of the fucking nationals of the United States about it. They are a foreign fucking entity. Incorporated in violation of our law on our fucking soil. They have exercised goddamn fucking foreign fucking law on our fucking soil, just like they were back in 1765 to 1775, right up until we kicked their fucking asses out of here. The dreaded admiralty. Don't forget it. It has to go. The corporations, every corporation has to be crushed into shit, into a pile of fucking shit. all assets seized, all fucking traitors hung. And we've got to put safeguards in place. Do you even fucking think about violating one of those goddamn articles in that Bill of Rights? And you fucking get put up against the wall within fucking 5 fucking days, motherfucker. You will have your goddamn trial. When these violations happen, it's just like this goddamn shit with this asset forfeiture. The fifth article says quite fucking clearly, no person shall be denied of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And the due process is outlined in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th fucking articles of that fucking body of law. They're not amendments. It was a body of law that was ratified by the people before it was ever attached to that fraudulent constitution, which was never consented to by we the people. They had their fucking lackeys go down there. The aristocracy did. The people did not elect. The people were fucking in the field fighting when these son of a bitches decided who was going to go. We're just going to be the government, huh? We were the government calling you, so we should be the government that we're fucking you, that we're fucking pissing on your rights, that we're going to help the fucking king take your fucking goddamn sovereignty, your land, own you as a fucking slave. Well, we cannot be a 14th Amendment fucking goddamn subject citizen and a fucking free sovereign national at the same time. I'm a free sovereign national. The only fucking law that applies to me is that fucking law of December 15, 1791, known as our Bill of Rights. It is a body of law that is the common law for this country, so we can exercise our autonomy and prosecute our own lives, protect our property, and protect our fucking sovereignty. And by God, we will use it. That second article ain't there for fucking goddamn fun. And you can, fuck you, every one of you that's went past that period, a rope's going around your goddamn neck. Count on it. Biden is in Europe this week to meet with allies to discuss the Ukraine war and will also visit U.S. troops stationed in Poland on Friday. Why do we got fucking troops stationed all over this goddamn world? We have the nuclear arsenal that we can destroy this fucking world. We are the richest fucking goddamn piece of real estate on this fucking planet. You throw every fucking body out of here that's come as an act of fraud, which means fucking everybody who didn't come here. There's not one. Because you'd have to come here and you'd have to take an American national to fucking court. You'd have to take every American national to fucking court, to a common law court under the common law jurisdiction in your individual capacity. And you would have to go through the fucking whole fucking procedural due process of the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th articles of that fucking Bill of Rights, which is the goddamn procedural due process for the common law, for the United States of these Americas. For the fucking goddamn American nationals, and under the common law jurisdiction, with elected fucking judges that are sworn into the fucking goddamn common law, elected fucking sheriffs that are sworn into the common law, and an elected fucking goddamn coroner that is sworn into the common law, and when the goddamn jury took charge of the fucking case, they would be sworn into the common law. You don't have it. You fucking got, that's the first thing you got rid of when you brought your fucking Queen's Law over here. We're going to take your law, Queen, fat bitch. We're going to come over there and we're going to shove it right up your fucking ass, you cunt. We'll be right back, guys.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1250 Pacific Time, and that was Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. And hey, motherfuckers, welcome to the jungle, because you're going to fucking fight us. You aren't just going to Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Hey, I just wanted to tell you a little experience we had yesterday. We went to the farm store to buy some chicks because our chickens are getting older. And we just want to keep our, you know, keep our flock up. And anyways, well, I didn't go. Doc went. And he bought everything and got the chicks and went up to the counter. And we know the people, you know, we're always in the farm store. And anyways, and so he bought them, and he'd already had the receipt in his hand. And then the girl behind the counter, she said, oh, will you sign this book? And he said, what is this? Well, what they're doing, which of course he didn't, but if you go in now to buy chicks, because, you know, they're calling all these, this so-called avian flu, another thing they're trying to do to starve the people out, to raise the price of eggs. Mm-hmm. So they want you to sign a book that it, so they can locate where you're at. Now, I'm assuming it's so they can probably, they think they can come on your land and test your chicks or your chickens to see if they got this fake avian flu shit.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would have gave him an address real quick. I would have, it wouldn't have been mine. It would have been something that didn't exist. Bill, he had an answer for the, you know, when they first started asking, can we have your area code, you know, at the fucking Radio Shack? And he just fucking put that many numbers together and rattle them off. He, shit in, shit out. Come to that address. You ain't going to find that address. You ain't going to find nothing. Lie to him.
Well, I mean, you know, if you think about it, with all the dang technology they have anyway, I'm sure he used our credit debit, and if they wanted to, they're going to know where you're at anyway, so why the hell would you sign a book?
Well, you know? I wouldn't sign a goddamn thing. I would sign a different name. I'd already have my name made up and my god in a phony address, and I'd pay for cash, and they wouldn't know where them fucking shit in, shit out. Go ahead and check your fucking computer.
I know, and that's what I was thinking hindsight, is I should have told him, you know, pay with cash, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, the point is, once again, the craziness that they're trying to just jack with everything.
Hey, they come.
I drove around a bit last night, had to go to the neighbor's to get a part off his tractor, and I was looking at the fields. My God, you wouldn't believe the wheat fields. They're horrible. They're horrible.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's seriously, it's some bad shit, and I see it with my own eyes, you know. they should be at least by this stage, winter wheat should be, Lord, at least, I don't know, 6 inches above ground, and you can barely even see it.
Wow. You know that
so,
you...
So, I mean, this is the food supply is being fucked with.
Oh, hell yeah. And do you know that Ukraine is the number one wheat producer in Europe?
Yep.
Yeah, so I guess if you were a Biden and you're over there and you had control of that fucking wheat, and you could starve whoever you wanted to starve and feed a plenty, and not to mention the grain that is grown in other states is owned by the fucking Chinese. Why? Because they sell futures on goddamn commodities. That, I mean, they have done everything they possibly can. But you know what? I ain't kidding you, Misty. Before I will fucking starve, I will eat them.
No, I mean, I understand. And then the thing that they're, once again, where you were talking about earlier about, excuse me, let's hate the Russians, you know, and Biden's doing this bullshit with the fertilizer. Well, I did a little research into that, too. And I believe, if I might have it backwards, but I know Canada produces that fucking shit too, a lot of it. fertilizer. So, you know, now if it, you know, of course we have a lot of cattle. I know people go, well, you know, there's other ways to get around this, you know.
Well,
I'm just saying, you know, just with my own eyes, what I'm seeing out here in, you know, western Kansas, my area, you know, it's bad. It's truly bad. So
well, the thing is, you know, everybody in this country, how many people in this country you think mow their lawn? I mean, think about the piles and piles and piles of lawn clippings. I mean, that's how I make fertilizer. I keep the lawn clippings all in one. I just pile them in the same place. And when you put the paper and all this garbage that's garbage in the garbage, but any kind of meat, chicken, like the eggshells, anything like that, I throw it in that pile. And I mean, I got a pile because I haven't done a garden. I ain't had the time, but I've got the place and I've got it ready to burn with a pile of goddamn fertilizer out of hell. I mean, the best fertilizer you could possibly have. And the people of this country just by piling up their lawn clippings, just rotting lawn clippings. I mean, that makes goddamn fertilizer that will put nitrogen in your fucking soil. And I mean, to say you got a shortage of it, just everybody, I don't. I don't because I just
well, no, you're on compost by all means,
uh-huh.
You know.
That's the best there is anyway. It's natural.
Yeah, I do know. Now, I don't know because I'm not a farmer, but, I mean, I know as far as a garden, I did one year, we composted. Well, we didn't compost it. That's where we went bad. Remember when you used to be on the other show? Or, no, you used to broadcast the other show. And what was his name? Joe from the Carolinas?
Grow your own.
Yeah, remember he always talked about stuff like that. He was really
horticulture. He was awesome. I love Joe, man.
Yeah, he was. I wished I could find his podcast or whatever broadcast again.
He wasn't broadcasting it anymore. He went to doing like UFO stuff, but but he's still doing horticulture. But I mean, he found a way. Well, I guess to make money at it, you know. And he was, I mean, I loved his show, man. I listened to it, you know, I'd ask him questions and call in, and I supported him, you know, all the way down the line. Joe's a good guy. He just flat ass is a good guy. And when the time comes, he's going to be there for us. And, I mean, he taught that, I think it's called horticulture, where everything's natural. You're making your own compost, you got your own water source, the pond, you know, it's everything, like your perimeter. Your perimeter is made out of blackberry briars and such things where you have the trails through. I mean, he knows. I mean, a really smart guy, man. Joe, mm-hmm. I can't. Joe of the Carolinas.
I
can't even think of his last name.
In my garden.
That's kind of hot, yeah.
And it was way too hot. You know, one year it just ruined tomato. It was way too hot. Too much nitrogen.
But
I was just saying that. I kind of found it freaking bizarre, you know, when Doc come home and told me that, you know, about the freaking chicks and God.
Like I said, man, okay. Have your lies ready. Pay for cash. You know what they're doing? Counter it. But shove so much fucking lies and shit into their computers that when it comes out the other end, it's just lies and shit they can't use. That's the answer to that. Plain and simple. Which is kind of interesting because the next article is Biden says to expect, quote, real food shortages due to Ukraine war. And hey, you sent it in. This is from Bloomberg. It's sent in by Misty. President Joe Biden said that the world will experience food shortages as a result of Russia's invasion into the Ukraine. Nah, they're going to experience food shortages because of Biden's control of the goddamn number one wheat producing country in the whole goddamn Europe. And he's going to have control over the food. I mean, have you ever watched Omen series, I think it's the last one, Omen, I don't know if there were two or three, where that's what the whole idea was, to get control of the fucking world food supply and then take over I'm going to take over the world. Little binky.
And manipulate the weather.
Yeah, I think that.
I mean, you know, that's the deal. We have it now. I mean, this area is not big time on a lot of rain, by all means. But like you were saying, I mean, Henry, we didn't have shit for snow.
We didn't either.
Nothing. I mean, It's absolutely insane. But we know they manipulate the weather, too, so...
I think that... let's see, what's he called himself on the thing there, Don? What's he call himself on the radio, on the program, Laura? Huh? No, I mean our friend out at the lake. Swifty Lomax. Now I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, man. What were we talking about?
Talking about the control in the weather. I've seen that picture.
Oh,
where
he sent, I mean, and that's really nothing. You ought to see, and this, see, we're sitting in a bowl. It's called the Klamath Basin. It's fucking huge. It's a bowl up in the top of the, up in the Cascade Mountains at about 4,200 feet. We have, anyway, like you go to leave my house, you're going up. Cause it's like a bowl. And so, you know, when they spray it down in here, when it comes down in here, it comes and it stays here and it goes, I mean, it goes clear down to the goddamn ground. And I lived in this house for 25 years now. And for the first, I'd say 18 years, mold. I mean, we're on the edge of the high desert. You know, the mountains here catch the, most of the moisture. You go 50 miles from where I met to the east or to the south or even to the north and you're in high desert. I mean, it's goddamn sagebrush. It's like an ocean of sagebrush. It's all fucking dry. But, you know, here in this goddamn basin, I mean, it's like the valley over on the other side of the, Cascades, over there in Medford and around that area. Goddamn lush growing area. But it's easy for them to fucking spray that shit. And I mean, and they're just got to manipulate the weather just over this fucking basin, and they have dried this son of a bitch out. Lakes, I'm telling you that I went kokanee fishing. These are fucking, like the second biggest fucking lake in this state. You could drive a fucking car across it. Unless they're spring fed, they ain't got no goddamn water in them. They'll have a little tiny bit of runoff that's gonna come from the little bit of fucking snow we got, and that's gonna be it. By May, this goddamn place is going to be a tinderbox. Then they'll go out and they'll do controlled burns. I mean, my God, a controlled burn you do before while there's snow on the ground. You know, you don't go out in the goddamn window. You go look at the thing and it says fire advisory and it's on extreme and they're doing controlled burns and you wonder why your goddamn forests are burning down because the goddamn Forest Service is lighting them on fire. In conjunction with the Klamath fucking Tribe Corporation. They're trying to fucking change this place. They want this to be a retirement community out in this whole, they want this whole area to be retired fucking old Californians with a lot of fucking money. That's what they fucking want. But, you know, the people that fucking have lived here all their lives, we lived our lives a certain way. We lived off we took from the land. We harvested the land and we harvested fucking, we did it right. We didn't destroy it. If we took mushrooms, we stomped cut them off short and stomped the root back in so they grow again next year. But now they have the goddamn, these Chinese coming in here and you gotta buy a permit to go pick a fucking mushroom. And they have, I mean, they go in and they wipe the they will wipe the goddamn mushrooms. They, over on the Oregon coast and places, they wipe the fucking clams off the goddamn beaches. They come in hordes. And they're pumping more in. I mean, the environment, I'll tell you what, this fucking earth, yeah, I mean, they sell the earth short. They talk about their atomic bombs. They talk about their sarin gas and stuff. The fucking earth will take care of itself. If we push it far enough, it'll destroy every fucking human being on this goddamn, on it. It will get rid of itself. Its own antibodies will get rid of it because the earth is a living thing. It gives you life. It means it has to be alive. And it's not just, I mean, you've seen the crumble of civilizations. Hell, they've dug down through and found two or three different civilizations that existed at one time. And then, I don't know why, it's gone. I mean, they talk about the meteor hitting. That was, you know, one. But, I mean, they find several civilizations. They don't even know what the fuck happened to them. I got a pretty good idea. They destroyed themselves. And we will destroy ourselves if we don't get our act together. I mean, you didn't have this handful of fucking people, just a handful of these sick in the head son of a bitches, these Zionist fucking Jew motherfuckers who think that they're fucking something special when they're not. They're a goddamn, they're a cancer on the earth. But to think that it all should belong to them. See, after, you know, if the earth fucking does, you know, fucking do a destruction kind of thing just because it's being fucked with and because they put everything out of kilter that gives us life, it'll come back into balance. And it will come back, and it'll be like brand new again in a couple of hundred years. And that's what they're wanting to do. They're wanting to kill everybody fucking off except for the ones to serve them. They want back what they had, but they want to be able to walk down the street, even though they're a piss ant that couldn't roll me over if I was fucking dead. I'm supposed to avert my eyes and walk around them and fucking bow at their goddamn feet just because of, oh, they'll come up with it, you know. God ordained it. And in fact, everything, the nasty thing we're seeing here today, Misty, everything that we're fucking seeing, all this negative fucking destruction, this goddamn wanton fucking destruction of the people, this fucking wanton fucking push for world slavery, well, God must sanction all that, mustn't he? Or it couldn't be happening. He must want it to happen. I mean, that's what I had one son of a bitch tell me.
That's what they want. That's what stupid people believe.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what stupid people believe, you know. But that's funny you said that because I was talking to my cousin yesterday, and that's what I told him, you know. I mean, the same exact thing he said. I said, this earth ain't going nowhere. It's a living, like you say. And I said, you know, if they choose to do what they're going to do and this planet, the people are gone, it's going to come back. No, and you're right. It will. It will rejuvenate itself, you know.
And see, that's what they've been planning. They understand that.
It'll come back in a positive way next time.
Well, no, they planned, you know, they built these. I mean, I know filthy rich people. They've built these goddamn shelters where they can stay, you know, actually stay underground and stay away from it and keep their bloodlines alive as everybody else is fucking destroyed. But, man, the first thing we got to do is we got to pour cement over those. I mean, shit, that ain't nothing. And plug them up and make sure that those motherfuckers die. If we all die, better we all die than one of them, son of a bitches, survive. Because if they do, it's going to happen all over again. The only way we get this shit straight is if we destroy the fucking destroyers. The people, I mean, the technology, everything from, you know, the Industrial Revolution. I mean, even before that, when the first guy fucking figured out to, you know, plow the ground and you're going to get better crops than just digging a hole and sticking a plant in it. Everything that we have fucking developed has been used for destruction instead of construction. We could all be sitting back if we would have used everything that we have learned for construction instead of destruction. We could be sitting back contemplating. We could go to the stars. But we wouldn't go to, if somebody seen this, a bunch of us are coming at the fucking, at their planet, they would send out something to kill us. Like a goddamn plague coming, like the Borg coming. Because that's what we are, fucking, I mean, the people are destroyers through stupidity and through laziness. Because they'll let a handful fucking manipulate them. I mean, the piles of mountains and mountains and mountains of gold and just goddamn wealth that are piled up there. Obviously, we have survived without it. The people have. We haven't survived very fucking, I mean, luxurious lives, and we're fucking made miserable all the time by these pricks who are fucking robbing us. But that was cutting down trees. That was strip mining. That was poisoning the goddamn water. That was poisoning the goddamn air. That wasn't necessary. Why would you do that? You're in a goddamn bubble in a vacuum, and that's the only reason you're alive. And I mean, people can say any goddamn thing they want about religion or anything else. If that sun ceased to exist tomorrow, this would be a frozen chunk of ice without any fucking life on it, period. I mean, people just don't think of the big fucking picture. They get in their own little goddamn box and they try to find a little comfort zone they can be in for a couple hours. And oh God, it's getting smaller and smaller. We're good. Somebody needs to do something about this one. I'll tell you, go into the goddamn, Laura's doing something. Oh, call-in line went down, huh?
I don't know. It said it did.
It doesn't look like it's down. Is anybody on the call-in line can hear me? Hello?
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com. There are 4 participants in the conference. The recording has started.
I truly think some
Please announce yourself.
I truly think that, you know, there's some subjects that they really do not want people to fucking touch upon. They want to keep us in this goddamn, this propaganda, you know, going back, because we, just like the stuff we looked at, it's blatant. Like what we talked about Syria. Oh, they're going to use sarin gas. Well, goddamn, yeah, you, that's what you did in Syria. Of course you're going to try to, because you have no business over there. And as the grain crops are failing here, because you talk about man-made they're trying to say man's manipulating weather, so we have to have a carbon tax on people breathing and cows farting. Well, what about the goddamn 10 zillion fucking planes I've seen go over spraying aluminum and barium out? You don't think that's affecting? Yeah, it is man-made, and you're doing it. A handful of you are doing it because you want to kill off the world population because you want to be a big fish in a fucking huge fucking pond with a few little fish that you can fucking gobble up and do anything you want to with. But the people fucking you people outnumber them. We destroy them. We'll naturally, I mean, the good people will naturally fucking, the good will come out in them. I don't want to see any more destruction of the fucking land where I live. What they have done to this place is a goddamn outrage. This was the Garden of fucking Eden where I grew up, man. I mean, it's a rough fucking place, but it was the Garden of Eden. I mean, three rivers coming together, goddamn, trout, you know, 10, 12 pound fucking trout, sturgeon, you name it, goddamn, it was all here. And they have completely fucking destroyed it for money. That mammon thing, you know, fucking the people that talk about their gods. That's why I tell you, I don't see your God fucking having any effect, but I do see that mammon. I can touch it. I can take it and I can make it manipulate things. I want something that's over there that person wants. I can take that mammon and I can make that mammon get it. It does something. It has goddamn power. And people have to realize that God, you know, just waiting for that pie in the sky by and by. Oh, this must be the way God wants. God wants us to suffer. That's why he created us, was to suffer. We're supposed to suffer through this life, don't you see? And then we get to go to heaven, and what the hell's in heaven? I mean, I don't think I would fit in. Especially as a second class citizen, and the goddamn Jews are the chosen people. I mean, you know, I mean, goddamn three different Muslims, the goddamn Christians and the goddamn Jews, all the same God, but he gave everybody a different message. Did he want us to kill each other? Does he like to watch people kill each other? He created the angels, the fallen angels. Was that a fuck up or did you do that on purpose? I mean, is there some kind of reason to this madness? Because there isn't. That's why we have to put all of this aside, people. All of it aside. I'll die for you to believe what you want to believe personally, for yourself, and for you to live like you want to live, as long as you're not fucking violating my rights doing it. I'll die for your right to do it. But you're not gonna fucking take over, and I'm not gonna live by your will. I want to be free. I want to be at liberty to do what I want, and to believe what I want, and interpret life and the reality around me as I see it. And that's what the Bill of Rights gives us.
They use that. They use the book,
yep.
The books, plural,
yep.
As to manipulate the people.
Well, of course.
You know, which I'm a Christian. I don't believe in organized religion, period. I believe in Jesus, you know. But I believe that the evil people that we know are out there, I believe they truly use that word to manipulate people, like you say, you know.
Well, they always have. I mean, how I'm king because God said so.
That part never truly dawned on me, you know, until years back that, yes, they are using that book to manipulate the minds of the people.
Yeah, I mean, if you look
either way, be it Muslim, you know,
yeah,
whatever religion you want to call yourself, they are using that book as manipulation.
Of course they are. I mean, you look at it, it's supposed to be the same God. And, the prophet for the, in the Old Testament, the Hebrews, Moses. Okay, and then you had Jesus for the Christians. I mean, the Son of God. And he's out there telling you this is how it is. I mean, he's bringing a message directly from God. Is God to operate in subject matter that can be interpreted? Would God do such a thing? Hey, would he send a message you couldn't understand? And then you have the Muslims with Muhammad. And their messages, and how many people have been killed because these messengers from the same God had a different fucking message? I mean, is that possible? This perfect, is God, I mean, God's perfect, right? So he must, did he give everybody a different fucking message so we'd kill each other? Did he want hate? Did he want war? I mean, to try to fucking sanction us, and that's what's really been happening a lot on the site. We've been having a lot of people come, oh, you gotta believe in God. No! No, I'm not! And you gotta put it aside too, or you will lose your right to believe in God. You let these son of a bitches take over. They're not like me. They do not believe that you should have the freedom to think what you want to fucking think as an individual. You remember who you're dealing with here. Remember Joseph Stalin. And see if you're going to practice your goddamn religion. And then the people that get that are so goddamn fanatical about it, they want to take over. I mean, we were going to take over. The world belongs to Jesus Christ and our God and the Christian God. And we're going to kill everybody and everybody's going to believe in it or die because it belongs to our God. That's what I read it and I know because I interpret it with my mind and my mind is superior to yours. That is such an arrogant, fucking ignorant fucking thing to say. Just
and
leave people alone.
You know, the theology part, there's no, you cannot bring that into the equation.
You can't.
You have to stick with the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
You're right. Believe whatever you choose to believe.
If you don't, you're not going to be able to. If you don't.
We all fight for the same thing. It doesn't matter whether I believe.
You. It won't matter. You won't be allowed to.
How is God?
If you do not fucking enforce that Bill of Rights, the time will come when you believe it. You'll believe it in secret. You sure as hell will not be preaching it. You won't be talking about it because you get caught. And look at the Inquisition. You get caught believing the wrong fucking thing. And things like those communists, like under Stalin, fucking got the Christianity was fucking illegal. There is no God under communism. They will not allow you to have your goddamn right to believe as you please as an individual and to even voice it if you want to. You can voice
because
your
they
goddamn
believe
beliefs.
God.
You're not going to be able to do anything. You will do what you're fucking told because you will just be a goddamn plebe, coolie, fucking slave. They want 500 million here or under so that they can fucking have the people to serve them. They'll shit in a fucking clear stream. And it's all right because they'll make you go in there and clean it out. They are the destroyers of this goddamn earth. And like I said, the mountains and mountains of fucking wealth that were taken unnecessarily just so they could fucking stand on top of it and act like they're fucking gods. It was taken unnecessarily because it wasn't used by the people of the earth. And then they say, well, the people of earth, they're useless eaters. They're taking, I can't make my pile higher. How stupid do you have to be to go along with it? Enforce that fucking Bill of Rights and the rest of the world will see it. Let them have the Bill of Rights. Let all the people fucking know that this goddamn earth doesn't belong to a handful of people chosen by a fucking fairy fucking tale. And fucking, it's, you know, that somebody's going to interpret. You want to live like the Iranians? Where if you don't believe exactly like you're supposed to by the fucking subject matter book, whoever happens to be interpreting it at the time, it's become like the goddamn, this country's corporate fucking government. The United States Corporation. You change regimes and all of a sudden the law means something different? No, it doesn't. You're not that is not law. It never was law. And you know it. The law has never changed in this country. It is that fucking Bill of Rights. And you better enforce it. Or you pretty soon you will not have the right to fucking believe what you want. You'll believe what you're fucking told. Anyways, we're way past the top of the hour and we're going to call it good for the weekend. We'll see everybody on Monday again at about 12 o'clock, 3 Pacific, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. But just think about it. The freedom of just being able to be an individual by yourself and believe what you want to believe, as long as you're not bothering nobody or trying to force your fucking beliefs, force people to live against their own will and what they believe, to believe like you believe because you think you're fucking smarter than they are. That is the fucking epitome of arrogance. I will die for your right to fucking believe what you want. But you gotta die for my right not to believe in what you believe in. Because each one of us is an individual. No two of us are gonna interpret everything the same because we're different. We're individuals and that's what they're trying to destroy. And the only way we save it is through the enforcement of that fucking Bill of Rights with our second article. And that is the word from the trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!